So it's really a matter of how much you're able to discern it. And then, oddly enough, able to respond to it, follow it, act on it. I was reminded of it. Maybe why I'm speaking about it is because I was at a restaurant having breakfast. And I got up and breakfast, I don't eat expensive, breakfast was $5. And I left a dollar for a tip and I started to go and I had to turn around and leave another dollar. And I'm not the world's biggest tipper, I'm a fairly generous tipper. But the service wasn't that great and the dollar seemed about right, but something made me turn around and put another dollar down. I don't know why, I don't know. Not because I'm so generous or, you know, not anything about that. But something did. And you know what? That's the still small voice. So I want you to understand what I didn't understand most of my life. That it doesn't have to be about truth or God or something with a capital first letter. It can be about anything. It's just if something that isn't your will, if something that isn't necessarily seem like it's something you would think of, something you would feel, something you would decide. If that happens, even in a small way, can you get familiar enough with these little experiences to recognize that that is literally the still small voice? That is the voice of God speaking to you. Even if there's no voice. I've never experienced it as a voice. Really, more than anything, as I've gotten more sensitive to it, and understood it better, it, for me, it comes very much as a feeling, and I've learned to trust it absolutely. That's why I didn't question for one, I just put that other dollar down. Because you don't question that. Well, you do, and I'm, for much of my life, I'm sure I did, but, or just ignored it completely. But to not question that is the wisest thing you can do, if you ask me. But first, obviously, you have to know that that's what it is, because your mind can tell you all kinds of foolishness. If you start following that, you'll get in all kinds of trouble. Your feelings can take you in all kinds of directions that have nothing to do with any still small voice or any divine connection or any other thing other than our own foolishness. And so I don't want to speak to you and give you suggestions and then have you go out of here and start doing all kinds of wacky stuff. So really it's up to you to find out what this means and to find out what it means in you, to find out what is the significance of these experiences that everybody has, everybody. Where something moves you and you're not necessarily quite sure what it is, but you may have some vague sense that it doesn't seem like you. And like I was sharing with you, for me it's much more become a feeling. And when that feeling rises up, even though it's mundane, even though it's everyday, nothing kind of stuff, leave another dollar for the waitress, say hi to some stranger on the street, whatever it is. Whenever that feeling comes, it is the sweetest, most glorious feeling that I know. And the more I've gotten sensitive to it, the more I have been able to recognize what it is and what it means, the more that's the case. Now the struggle, maybe you're less stubborn than me, the struggle for me was to follow it, to do what it says.